Hello, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And once again, we're here in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. So we appreciate very much being able to use it. I'll kick off with 150 years ago, short and sweet, this one. Mail. The English mail is due tomorrow, having been delayed a week at Gaul on account of smallpox appearing on board the steamer. I wonder where Gaul is. G-A-L-L-E. Gaul? Gaul?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
No.
That must be in America, in Africa, somewhere down.
It could have been.
Or even, I'll have a quick look.
Yeah, even sort of Sri Lanka, or because
they wouldn't have gone that far.
Probably not.
You're right, Sri Lanka.
It is, yeah. I know the ships going over World War One when the troop ships all stopped at Sri Lanka.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that was their first experience, really, of cultural. They didn't let the soldiers off. They let the nurses off.
Oh, there's more rain going through too. Wow. There you go.
But it shows that how much the mail was dependent on. So I guess mail coming in from overseas was a big event in Gawler. Anyway, I'll move on to 100 years ago, ostrich racing. All manner of sport is being introduced to attract the attention of a jaded public seeking new excitement. And the Adelaide Trotting Club have promoted a stimulus to trotting by introducing the giant running bird, the ostrich, as a pacemaker on the track. The opening display was on Easter Saturday evening, and printer's ink was spilled to such an extent in booming the innovation that 15,000 people were attracted to the Adelaide Jubilee Oval. Five birds were paraded, each appropriately titled, and the race was set down thrice around the track. We stayed in a youth hostel in Belgium, and in the morning when we looked out, there were ostriches outside grazing. I don't know why. They are majestic animals.
Well, we hope to see a few when we go to Africa in June. Should be exciting. We've got 3 days of safari on the basically 11 or 12 days on the ground that we're over there, so hopefully.
Yes. Yeah.
50 years ago, open night in Virginia. Virginia Primary School recently held its first open night for 1976. Parents were invited to come to school with their children to view displays, talk with teachers about their children's progress, and see a short play put on by the older children in Unit 1. School's still there. It's a big school.
I imagine it's growing.
Oh, well, the whole community out there is just...
Yes.
Well, we all know about the growth out through those areas.
Yes. 25 years ago, out back on our doorstep. The historic Kingsford homestead and property north of Gawler has been transformed into an outback cattle station in preparation for a new Australian drama series to be filmed there. Filming on the 22-part series, McLeod's Daughters, is expected to start next week and will continue for about 6 months. The primetime drama follows the success of the 1996 tally movie of the same name and tells the story of the McLeod sisters, who run a vast outback cattle property with an all-woman workforce.
Yes. As if it's something unusual.
Yes. Anyway. It went on for many series, but yes.
Yeah, it was. And they've spelt McLeod incorrectly. M-C-L-O-U-D, not M-C-L-E-O-D. Anyway, I'm pedantic like that. There was a local hotel in Two Worlds where I lived that was earmarked to be used as one of the places that they were going to film, so they paid the money up front and said, we're going to come over and use it. So the pub owners went and replaced the front veranda with this great spanking new bullnose veranda, and then McLeod's orders to producer said, can't use it anymore. We wanted that rustic look. So then they went up to Freeling and used. That's why they used
the Freeling.
That was the Gung, and otherwise, I think the Two Worlds pub would have been the Gungellan Hotel.
Wow. Okay.
But that's obviously going about 25 years ago.
Yes.
But anyway, look, they've spelt McLeod's sisters correctly further down in that story. So go figure. 10 years ago, back in business, the Wasleys community has welcomed the reopening of its local post office 4.5 months after it was damaged by the devastating Pinery Fire. Licensees Dawn and Lou Richter officially reopened on Monday, resuming postal services in the undamaged western portion of their Annie Terrace building. That was so devastating that day. So devastating.
But it shows how close in the fire got to Wasleys, how if their post office was damaged then.
Well, I went soon after the fire, we went for a drive right around there and had a look, and it was just, I think Mum was still alive as well. Yeah, we, all three of us went for a drive and had a look at the devastation. It was just appalling. Went into Wasleys because he used to live there, and he was horrified at how much into the town it had actually got.
Yes. Well, they thought they'd lose Wasleys, so it was a real struggle to save it, I believe.
That, that wind change was just horrendous. Anyway, that's it for this week.
It is.
Until next week.
Until
then, Jeanette, signing off.
For all life's signs.